I have Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus in the studio. Good morning to you both. Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Okay, just give us all the information now. You're 2 weeks now in Northside Shopping Centre and you'll be rushing off here to go there to see all the children. 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock it opens, yes.
Yeah. Is that every day?
Only Thursday and Friday, 12 o'clock till 7.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 11 o'clock till 5.
Mm-hmm.
And Sunday, it's 1 o'clock till 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mrs. Claus, big preparation before the big day. This is sort of a little bit of practice runs to find out what some of the children want. How hard is it to get them out of the house in the morning?
Very hard. Very hard.
Okay. So do you stay in the grotto with them during the course of the visit to Northside?
I do, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I help them and then we go home. Then we go fly back to Lapland, make sure all the elves are filling up the sacks and getting them ready for us,
mm-hmm.
giving them all the letters that the children are after giving us.
Okay. And how demanding are the children this year? I mean, with all the technology and stuff like that, are some of the simple presents still being asked for? Give us an idea of what they're looking for.
I think Mr. Claus would answer that one because they're asking him that.
Well, they're asking me for laptops, tablets, all these electrical gadgets, but Lego's making a very big comeback.
Great.
And the toy show showed all that up. Mm. And they're asking for a lot of them. Oh, and these, what they call them now, Oh, these dogs, electric dogs. Okay. They're very popular. They're very handy because they don't mess your house up.
I was just going to say,
absolutely,
yeah, that's the type of pet you want in the house.
Yeah.
And the Furbies as well.
Oh.
Are they still there, yeah?
Oh, they're coming back big time this year, the Furbies. Okay. Big time.
And Barbies.
Really?
Yes.
And that's just for the boys.
Of course, yeah.
You were saying before you came in that quite a lot of adults come in there as well. So why would they come in? Are they feeling left out of it or something?
Well, I say they're very proud of the children mm-hmm. and they want to see the children have a nice photograph of Sandy
mm-hmm.
and they also want to get into the photograph.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a family thing. We all get in together. We had a granny and a granddad last week with their children, their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
The room was full. It was absolutely brilliant.
Okay. And did you think they understand sometimes that if Santa can't give them everything they want?
Well, what I say, if it's a big list, I say, now, you know, money is tight. I say, even Santa hasn't got money to buy everything mm-hmm. and he only has a sleigh. He's had to get an articulated sleigh to get all the stuff on.
Yeah,
and the children, so I think they understand.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good.
Okay. And what's your function at the grotto, Mrs. Claus?
I look after the children coming in and make sure that they're happy with Santa and encourage the parents to come in and take other photographs with their mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
And if the children are upset, I'll try and calm them down, particularly the little babies. They come in very scared.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to the parents are inclined to push them. I say, don't push them. Let them look around the grotto and we will gradually get them over, you know, mm-hmm. Santa can entice them over. And before we know it, the children are sitting on his lap.
Yeah.
There's very few that children that go out unscared.
Okay. It's a strange phenomenon to the extent of, I mean, you see all the ads on the telly with Santa in them and all that sort of carry on. And still, for some reason, there's that little fear. Maybe it's the grotto. I don't know what it is, but they still have that fear.
They have a little fear of when they see Santa, you know, this big man with the beard and, you know, but when they go over and they see and Santa gets them to pull his, you know, to puckle on his beard and they realise he's a real man, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And then they, you know, the fear goes.
Okay.
But it's amazing the amount of children that have, they're terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a couple of children in this year and it would have been 6 or 7. And the parents said, this is the first time they've actually gone over to Santa.
Go ahead.
So that's saying something for Santa.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel very proud.
Yes,
and privileged that the children trust me.
Yeah,
it's terrific because I imagine the first thing they would do, I know you said you sort of said, well, pull the beard, but without any encouragement, I say that's the first inclination anyway, is it?
Of course it is. They look at the beard and they wonder, is it real?
Yeah, yeah.
And it is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful beard. What other things would you do, Mrs. Claus?
I would help the photographer. At the end of the day, a girl comes in and takes the photographs, and just make sure that the grotto is running smoothly and that Santa is comfortable, because he's a lot of, you know, a lot on, and the children coming over, sitting on his lap and all the rest. He can get tired, so I just have to look after him.
Now, just say that Northside Shopping Centre, it's a big shopping centre, but it's not a huge, it wouldn't be that easy to find, but just for those, you're located just down there, the Dunn Stores entrance.
The Dunn Stores entrance, and it's just, if people are coming from outside of Coolock, they just come to the end of the M50 onto the N32 and then swing into the side road and straight down there. Or if not, if they're coming the other way, on the Oscar Traynor Road. They will actually find it. If people want to come from far and near, they can find it on the website, the directions.
Okay.
It's
I was down there a couple of weeks ago for the launch of the refurbishing, and it's really beautiful and bright down there now.
Oh,
isn't
it's
it?
Coming on. When it's finished, it's going to be brilliant. It was badly needed. Badly needed, and it's looking beautiful now.
And that was in conjunction, of course, with the opening of the grotto.
Yes.
As well at the same time. It was a great fanfare on the particular day. And will you run right up to Christmas Eve, Santa?
Oh, we're doing up to Christmas Eve. We're finishing 1 o'clock Christmas Eve. We're starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we're doing a full week that week. You know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Christmas Eve.
Okay. Not giving yourself much time, but then you've the whole year to rest then, don't you?
Well, I get so much pleasure out of the children. I think it's worth the effort.
Okay. And Mrs. Claus, I'll ask you, because he's probably asleep most of the time in the rest of the year. Do you have to sort of encourage all the elves to get the tyres for next year?
Oh, we have to, definitely, yes.
Yeah, but you're the one that wheels it.
I'm the one that wheels it, because he needs a big rest, and I'll just get out there and start ordering, you know, the elves to make the toys and start working. But as I say, we take a month or so off, and we give the elves a month or so off, and then February, March, we'd start full swing again, right up then to Christmas. It's a full year job.
It is, it certainly is. Well, give us all the details again. You're there at the moment. I won't keep you too long, because you have to be there by 12.
There'll be a queue waiting for us.
Oh, that's what I mean. You need all the time. Give us all the details then. You're there from today and you're running up to Christmas Eve. At the moment, give us the time, you're only there on the weekend at the moment.
At the moment, we're there Thursday, Friday, 12 to 7. Saturday, 11 to 5. Sunday, 1 to 5. And then next Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a little rest, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then Thursday, we're back in again, 12 to 7. But then we will be doing the Monday and the Tuesday, Christmas Eve of Christmas week.
Okay. And of course, all the children that visit Santa in the grotto in Northside Shopping Centre do get a little gift when they're leaving.
It's
€5 for to visit Santa. And they get a little present. And then if they want to get a photograph, that's €5 extra. They want two photographs, it's only an extra €3.
Okay.
So it's €8 for two photographs.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, listen, the best of luck. And I'll write down my little requests just before
you
leave.
Oh, you'll have to be a good boy.
I'll try to be. As best I can. I'm not too old, I'm afraid, for Santa.
Oh, you're never too old for Santa.
I don't think anyone is ever too old for Santa.
And you know what Santa says? Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.